Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I believe that Josh looked at it as an opportunity and somewhat of a new chapter, right? And with that, him taking even more ownership of his role on the football team overall, but also onboarding these new players, helping onboard these new players into how we do things and then schematically what we're doing. And then his connection then to Joe with developing, let's call it, some of the new things we're doing offensively. And when you have that type of involvement and that type of ownership, the influence is felt even more. And so I've been very pleased with Josh and his investment and also his leadership.
Sean McDermott, very much along the lines of how he spoke with us earlier this week, talking about Allen. Bulldog asked him about his relationship with Allen, how it's evolved. They go into year 7 together, McDermott entering his 8th season, and he's done great. You know, right now it's, for a couple of years, it's been getting to the top. Obviously, that has not happened yet. But if you go back a decade, imagine this having been the last 7-8 years. I mean, 6 playoffs in 7 years?
Yeah. You
Did the Kelly Bills ever do that? I guess they did 6 out of 6. They did.
Right.
88 to 93.
Right. And then a miss, and then another couple, and then a miss, and then that's the end.
6 out of 6, 7 out of 8, 8 out of 9. They did 8 out of 9. That's right. And then he was done.
Right. That Jacksonville loss was the end of the line for him. Well, for Kelly anyway. Yeah. Yeah. It's we know the ups and downs in 13 seconds, and you know, are you going to get there? And it's a very hard. It's a hard way to be measured. You know, you got to get everything has to go right, and you got to get all the way to the top. I mean, looking back when he walked in the door here, one of the reasons I enjoyed talking with him so much, like you sort of, I think at the beginning, asked him like 8 years, like, did you think, you know, when you walked in here? And I don't know who, like at the beginning of it, it's really easy to say right now, sure, yeah, I'll take that. But now that we're living it and, you know, you've seen how close they were in 21, you know, it sort of challenges you to accept that it's been great. But it's been great. It really has. They haven't gotten all the way there. But, I mean, it's a tremendously different life right now than it was before McDermott got here.
Has your favorite moment at the stadium downright stealing from Brian Mazurowski? It's Friday, so I feel like I can live with myself. Has it happened in these last 8 years? Your favorite moment at the stadium, or what is your worst favorite moment out there? Brian from WBEN was tweeting about this morning, and I decided to take the day off and just bring it up. How do you like that? Bam.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Take the day off. I mean, you're
it's a little bit of a bit.
But I mean, we're here physically doing the job.
Are we? Are you sure anymore? Is this AI? I click my pen every once in a while because I don't think AI would ever do
right.
That. That's how you know it's real.
Right. That's why I say all the time.
Yeah. AI would never say
No.
You can't spell AI without with
That's.
I mean, that's just.
I've said it once or said it 1,000 times.
Shouldn't AI, like the guy doing the weather, shouldn't there be some. A little bit of every once in a while to
make it seem real.
Yeah.
That's why I do it.
That seems realistic. Like, this guy's perfect. That must be a fake. You can't strive for perfection anymore.
No.
You want to strive for a lack of perfection so people believe that you're actually doing the work and trying and not a computer.
That's why I continue to strive to be, you know, just
okay.
Pretty mid.
Yes.
Pretty mid.
Yes. This show was ahead of its time, wasn't it? Daniel is on WGR. Hello, Daniel.
And fellas, long time, first time. Just wanted to say I'm in the same age cohort as Mike and Sal. And I went to the...
Hey, yes. No, it's fine. You're doing great.
Not a criticism. Just saying, I went to the comeback game. I've been to the Sabres game at the Highmark Stadium, and also went to the perfect Patriots game. And the reason I chose the greatest game was the comeback was the lows were so low, and then followed by the highs were just so much higher than if we had just been coasting the whole game like 51-3. And just being in the stands for that comeback and watching people leave all around us. And then when we came back, it was just like, I couldn't breathe. It was just, we were yelling and screaming the whole second half. And we're like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Guys, this is history. And then we walk out like, do you realize what just happened? Oh my gosh. We were on top of the world for the rest of the week. It was great. Yeah.
Do you remember, I mean, there was euphoria. The Bills had made history in that game. They were going to have to win two road playoff games with at least without Jim Kelly for one. And I thought that was, the comeback game was, as I remember it, like great for what it was, but...
Good luck now.
Yeah, I didn't think... Right. You know, that's... For the things about 51, I was not at 51-3, Daniel, but that would have been... Like, I don't need second half stress. That game's 41-3 at half. Like, they're going, we know it, this is the best party I've ever been to.
I turned that game off and went and played basketball at a park in New Haven, where I was living at the time, because I'm like, we're all set here, I'm fine, I don't need to watch the second half.
And of course they were live to win the Super Bowl, especially if the Niners lost. So that's why I wasn't at either game, but that's why I would sort of lean that way.
Totally agree. The feeling that the fans had was that we somehow helped lift the team up and got them to get back into the game. That's the way we felt that day, and that's no other game has come just that close.
Yeah, I don't remember, to your point, Mike, the immediate aftermath and even the week leading up to the Pittsburgh game feeling like they're in tough. I probably subscribed to something along the lines of it's got to be their year. Like, you're going to come back like that, this train ain't getting stopped. Even without Kelly and in facing eventually the specter of going to Miami to play the AFC title game, like this is not going to lose.
You'd say then it was more like karma.
Right.
I would say it's found money.
And the Super Bowl was the same. Like going into the Super Bowl, like, come on.
They have to win.
This is their year.
Found money.
52-17. Holy God.
So, whoops.
Yeah, right.
John is
so
next.
So much for momentum.
Hello, so much for momentum. What do you know? Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Some memories I wanted to share of the stadium on things I've attended or games. One, I'll never forget sitting.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There in shorts comfortably in the month of January to watch Rob Johnson take the job away from Doug Flutie. One of them, the Winter Classic hockey game. I think I was sick for a month after. I think I sat there, freezing cold. Then I was soaking wet from wet snowflakes. And then my clothing, I think I remember refreezing all throughout the duration of that game. That was another fun one for me. And, things like that I'm always going to remember about the old stadium. Probably we're going to get the similar memories in the new stadium, too, once that's open. But, Yeah, those are just a couple of them that I'm always going to cherish, weather-related. So.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, John. You might not have, let's say we should hope, you might not have new stadium experiences where the snow is so thick in the upper deck that you can literally not walk up the stairs. Right? You have to dig your way up and down to get to seats. Hopefully the design is, modern enough here with the roof sort of hanging over, up there anyway, that you shouldn't have to worry about that. I mean, the length to which they sort of processed, factored into the design of the stadium, wind direction, tendencies, weather, on average over the years, I'm not sure it'll actually ever snow there. I think maybe we will never see snow or wind at the new stadium. I think they have figured out ways to
redirect the clouds.
Yeah, they now know how to move the weather.
Right.
So enjoy it now. These are probably the last 2 years ever you'll ever go to a Bills game and it'll snow on you. This is it. If you're into that,
we can hope or not hope. I don't know. Maybe, like you said, maybe
I'm not sure about rain.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about rain, but it should never snow at the new stadium.
Well,
they've thought of everything.
Good luck with that.
Zach is next. Hello, Zach.
Hey guys. I got a best and worst for you. A couple of recent ones. Worst, I mean, New England wind game in that December a couple of years ago, where they just got the ball ran down their throats all day somehow. Also, while we're on the worst here, that Kansas City loss last year in the playoffs was, I found, really tough and deflating, because at the end of it, I'm just sitting there and you're kind of thinking that the only way to beat this team in the playoffs is to, like, by a stroke of luck. And that's never really a good feeling when you're relying on chance, essentially, to succeed. Sports and life, I guess. So, best moment for me, one of my favorites outside of the New England playoff game, would be when Tyler Bass kicks the field goal versus Miami in December to win the game. I remember it was like a real snowy evening. It was also another one where you're just sitting on snow. I don't want to over-romanticize it, but it was like this strangely beautiful moment where it's like the nicest snowflakes you've ever seen, and the team all comes out and slides onto the field together. It was just like a cool special moment of camaraderie to see that, I think. That's one of my favorites for sure.
All right, thanks,
good
Zach.
Deal, Zach. Yeah, the thing about the Chief game last year is that it's so sudden, right? Like, the Bills have got the ball, it's a 2-minute warning, and what do you as a fan do? I mean, everybody's different, but like you're thinking, okay, can they score here? Can they leave? Not enough time. 13 seconds is haunting you. It's the same opponent. All right. Can I get the touchdown? How soon do I want the touchdown? Do I want it right now? Let's bleed the clock. Oh, my God. No. Oh, he missed your kick. Oh, they're going to try a field goal. Oh, no. Overtime. Oh, I hate overtime. Oh, they missed it. It's over. I got to go do post game. Like, for me, it was just so sudden. Like, I don't want to say I assumed he'd make the kick. And I was still terrified the Chiefs would come down and score, even if he'd made the kick, and the game would still be over. But it just was, you went from processing scenarios about scoring a go-ahead touchdown too fast to the season being over. Like that. I'm imagining Zach sitting there, like, just still, just watching the teams walk off the field going, like, wait, What? Just not. It didn't quite process. It wasn't confusing, but it just was jarring how fast it all happened. To me, that's how I remember it.
Zay Jones suspended for 5 games. Arizona now. There goes the Zay Jones revenge game,
man.
Factor. Week 1.
Let me go see what the spread's doing.
Did you look today?
No, I didn't look at that.
5.5.
Oh, look at that.
On DraftKings. You don't look at DraftKings. You would never. But 5.5.
Yeah, don't cheat on FanDuel.
Down again.
Yeah.
We asked Joe Ostrowski yesterday, what do you think? He's like, Arizona. That's how he sounded.
Right.
I can't give 6 points. I can't give the Arizona Cardinals 6 points at the Bills in week 1. That's where we're at. One man's opinion. Zay Jones, according to Tom Pelissero, suspended for the first 5 games of the regular season for violating the personal conduct policy. Does that rise to the level of being a question for John Daigle in 20 minutes from Establish the Run? I don't know. There are two other, well, there's Marvin Harrison, but past Harrison, there are two other receivers from the Cardinals that I would say fantasy drafters like more.
Dortch.
Greg Dortch and Michael Wilson. Both have the advantage of having sort of like lame names.
Dortch sounds like he should be a tight end.
The fact that they don't have, like, quote, cool names makes them sort of sneaky values.
Yeah.
Because people love the cool names. If they had cooler names, they would go earlier. But Dortch is maybe actually good.
Yeah.
And Wilson is maybe good. So I never see Zay Jones being picked, but I always see those guys now. Not sure it's a big well, you know, it's somewhat of a development for the Cardinals. No Zay Jones first five games. Dave Pasch, who you probably know, he has been the voice of the Arizona Cardinals for many years. When he was at Syracuse as their broadcaster in the, 25 years ago? The year 2000 is the year I worked with Dave on those broadcasts. He will be on Monday's show with me. Bulldog is off next week, so I'll talk to Dave about the Bills' week one opponent and, you know, maybe some Bill Walton on Monday.
Nice. Yeah.
He worked with Bill Walton many times. I feel like I don't know that I'm right here because I don't watch so much NBA, but for me, Pasch is like the number one Bill Walton
guy. Yeah.
Partner,
yeah.
Just sort of a foil for mm-hmm. Walton. And Dave was seemingly always just very good at
playing straight.
Yes, yep. Exactly, with Walton. All right, John Daigle, Tyler Dunn, still to come today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.